Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hi, Honey. You're actually the one I'm trying to get a hold of. That's great. I am, we just signed up with you guys, and I believe you're our representative. I need to do the Google verification thing, and I do not want to mess any of it up. I'm actually wondering, I thought it was already done before, so I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. No problem. Let me go ahead and check here. Just to confirm, this is for BK and Sons Electrical Services?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no? Okay. Let me see. Sorry, I pulled out the wrong account. 3860. Okay. Your phone number is 713-817-3860, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for confirming. Could you please provide me the name of the business, please?
Dynamic Custom Pools.
Okay, let's see. Oh, for Scott's account.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, I'm so sorry. There has been a mix-up. Let me go ahead and remove your number here. Let me just pull out Scott's account. Okay, thank you so much for waiting. So let me check here, what are the pending items? So yes, so we needed to have the paper lead campaign or the Google verified campaign application to be completed. So let me send you an email. Oh, could you kindly check your email for me? We sent an email just today. It is entitled Google Verified Complaint Application Required.
I got one from, I'm looking at it from Monday at 12:51. Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Perfect. Yep, that's the one I was clicking on that I wanted to make sure I got walked through with you guys.
Okay.
So, I'll go to this one. Is it Scott's last name or middle, like first and last name on this account? I don't know how Google is set up exactly, so I don't make sure I don't want to do these answers incorrectly.
No problem. Let me go ahead and guide you. So the information there should be on Scott's, since he is the account owner. On your business documents, are the two of you listed as the owner or only Scott?
That's an excellent question. I think both of us, but let me go double check. I should have that on file.
Okay, thank you so much.
Let's see. Certificate of filing. So when we filed for Dynamic Custom Pools, which is a DBA under the LLC, it was done by Scott, but it doesn't say doesn't say anything about him being the owner. Hang on, let me see the certificate real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Certificate of filing. So Confident Property Services, LLC, assumed name Dynamic Custom Pools. It does not say anybody's name on it. Let me check this other one, acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Scott was the one that did it in 2024. His name's on it, our office. Okay.
Okay. So let's go ahead and put Scott's name here on the application.
Okay. Scott Davis. Email address.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Davis, Dynamic Custom Pools. Okay, business name. I should just be able to do Dynamic Custom Pools, correct? I don't have to do, like, LLC and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please use the Dynamic Custom Pools.
So was this never done?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought our account had been verified, like, years ago, whenever we first got our Google account.
Wow. So that's actually for the Google business listing. So that one already is verified, yes. Scott also got confused on this one when I called him. He mentioned that he thought that his listing is already done, and I explained that, yes, his Google listing is already verified. Only this ads campaign that we are submitting an application.
Okay. All right. So that's new. What is the business full physical address? 1101 West Main Street. Does it want Tweet? A. Lake City. 7573. What year was the business established? So I should be able to use the Office of State and all that stuff. So November.
I think it was 2026. I think
Dynamic Custom Pools assumed name filing was 2024.
Oh, 2024.
All right, so what is the employer identification number? That should be on here as well, hopefully. That's filing number. Oops. Certificate. Where do I get my test buddy? Hold on, so I got tax ID number. There we go. 27-236-1101. What is the state of incorporating access? Please provide a copy of certificate of the document. Okay, so this is what they actually want. Oh, no, this is... Oh, let's go back. They want our insurance. Provide a copy of certificate of insurance. Your insurance must be valid 10 months. They actually want insurance? Why does Google want our insurance?
Yes, they will be requiring for. But let me check here for your pool services. There are some that don't actually require insurance, but let me double check for you.
It's okay. I got it here somewhere.
You have it. Ah, okay.
It's the office forms, no? I have it. 2025, is this it? Yeah. 6/26. All right, so it's good. 3/6. So I guess I got a question for them. I don't know if they're wanting our general liability or our auto, because the auto, just went out on this thing.
Yes, we need the general liability.
Okay. Well, that's got it on there then. They're not worried about auto insurance then. Okay.
Yes, they're not. It's mostly on the general liability side.
What is a business license numbers? We don't have any, so should I put, oh, okay, so I put NA. This is not related to the person or the priest NA. All right. When is it? Okay, put NA. Please provide a copy of all applicable business licenses, not that certain business candidate requires. Matching business name. Okay, so this I don't have to do anything. If business size is not applicable, please skip this section, okay? Please provide a copy of state-issued business registration. Ensure that it is matching. Okay, so this is what I had pulled up earlier, okay? Certificate of funds. Certificate. All right. Optional. Is the BBB accredited? Is the business? No. Are you able to check that? Am I, how do I think it's a, how do you even check
Better it? Better business bureau. Sure,
yeah,
let me check it for you. Just do a search. It should appear. If you are registered, let's see, 7110. No, I think you're not. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, you can just leave it with no or NA.
I'm going to put NA. What is the business monthly budget for the GG program?
Let me provide that for you. That would be 1,704.
$1,704. So $1,704.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Please list the city's business services. Did you see what all we did in there?
Let me check on the notes. I think it would be the same areas that you have provided me right when we did the client interview. So that would be League City, Friendswood, Pearland, Katie and Manville.
If we do more than that, we're just not putting them in here right now because that's not what we're like paying towards. But we do others areas.
Yes, you can actually add more areas right away. So because we are going to be building the profile. So if you whatever areas that you actually put there, that will be the areas that we will target. But I will be also requesting what are the areas you added. So that just to make I wanted to confirm. So basically for the ads campaign for Google Paper Lead, you wanted to have specific areas compared to what we are targeting for your other campaigns. Because for your other campaigns, we only have the ones that I mentioned. But again, we can actually add more if you want, of course.
Okay, very good. All right, so let's see. Because there's so many that we're not even getting to yet.
The good thing about... I think that if we could recall, when we actually... we talked about the target areas, I mentioned to you that we at least start with 5 to 6 maximum. This is to ensure that we get you rank you higher fast. But with the ads campaign, there is actually no limit as long as it is within the 2-hour drive.
Okay. Hello. Oh, crap. Hello. Oops. All right. I think that's it. Okay, so you said you had League City, Friendswood, Pearland, Katy, and Mandel, correct?
Well, let me pull it. Sorry. I accidentally closed it. Yes, League City, Friendswood, Pearland, Katy, and Mindfell.
So Texas, Houston is one of the, you know, main ones, and I don't know why we didn't give you that. So I'd say Houston for sure.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make sure to note it. So we'll add Houston.
And then I've got Spring. I've got mm-hmm. Richmond. Missouri City.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you kindly repeat the last one, please?
Missouri City.
And Missouri, okay.
And then Cyprus.
Okay.
Tomball. Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
The Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
Humble, which is Humble.
Mm-hmm.
Crosby. And then Mont Bellevue, M-O-N-T, space, okay. Bellevue, which is B-E-L-V-I-E-W.
Okay.
All right. Number of business owners. So I know the LLC, and I was just about to double check it. The original LLC has got both Scott and I on it. I'm trying to pull that up. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find it. So where is it? Company information. I don't know if I need to put both of us in here, if that's going to screw anything up.
If you actually add both of you, it's either you or him who will do the background check, but we can go ahead and leave it with him. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Close current. All right. So we're just going to say number of owners, one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the total number of field workers, customer-facing workers, excluding the owners? Just to share, just maybe say two?
If we are going to be adding the two, mm-hmm. What happens is that if we actually add people there, they might do the background check on those people. So we will have to share their social security number, their information.
All right, so we'll stick with one for now. All right, business owner information.
Zero.
okay.
That one, they will also ask for the information, so we can leave it to zero.
Okay. Oh, if you have no field workers, got it. Okay. Got it. Perfect. All right. So business owners information. If there is more than one business owner, please list the information. Okay. So we're not going to put, what is the primary business owner's name? This was the same response for each one. Okay. So we're just going to say Scott. Scott Davis. Who performs the background checks? What is the primary business owner's social security number? All right, go ahead. Give me just a second.
No, I shouldn't have a problem. Please take your time.
All right. What is the primary business owner's data? Okay. If you have field workers, you must fill out this section. If you know field workers, please NA, skip. And A, or field workers, please provide their full name. A, for each field worker, please provide their full name. All right, so submit. That should be everything.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check here. I should be able to see if it is successfully submitted. All right. So thank you so much. I have successfully received the application. Thank you so much, Celeste.
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.